Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Twilio, hit by a phishing attack which obtained access to phone numbers for 1,900 Signal users, said that was the extent of the breach. On Twitter, Signal states these 1,900 users comprised a very small percentage of Signal's total users, and the affected people will be notified via SMS to re-register their devices. Alibaba Cloud and Deloitte China are launching a facility to focus on developing applications for the automotive sector, aiming to be home to the world's largest autonomous vehicle industry by 2035. The new site will develop autonomous driving, digital marketing, and smart manufacturing. Alibaba General Manager for the vehicle industry says the company currently delivers cloud services to more than 70% of China's automotive industry. Walmart Plus, a $98 a year service for unlimited free delivery on orders over $35 across the U.S., announced a streaming partnership to better compete with Amazon Prime, which grants access to Amazon Prime Video. Beginning in September, Walmart Plus members will also get access to Paramount Plus Essential, which is normally $5 a month or $50 a year. Paramount Plus Essential streams movies and shows from CBS, BET, Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon, and sports events with limited commercial interruption. Ahead of HBO Max and Discovery Plus turning into a combined service next year, Warner Bros. Discovery has cut around 70 jobs at HBO Max, approximately 14% of staff. According to Variety, in a memo, HBO and HBO Max Chief Content Officer Casey Bloy stated, "We have had to make the incredibly difficult decision to disband or restructure the following teams, none of which reflects the contributions of the individuals impacted here. The job losses were from HBO Max's casting, content acquisition teams, and the reality unit." Polestar said Tuesday it's expanding its electric vehicle lineup with an 884-horsepower hardtop convertible featuring recycled polyester upholstery. The Polestar 6 electric performance roadster is heading into production in 2026, and customers can reserve build slots online, though the company hasn't announced acceleration stats or battery range or price yet. Polestar said it's on track to sell 50,000 cars this year. The SoftBank Group-backed Ola Electric, the electric vehicle arm of ride-hailing firm Ola, announced the launch of an all-electric vehicle for the Indian market. It'll go from 0 to 100 kilometers in 4 seconds, reach 500 kilometers per charge, have an all-glass roof, and assisted driving capability. Ola Electric plans to launch the vehicle in 2024. Google is updating Meet on the web with two improved features. Google Meet Background Effects gets improved background and foreground separation that results in more accurate background blur, background replace, and immersive background and styles. And Google Meet will use cloud processing on devices unable to handle real-time video effects, automatically adjusting between device-based and cloud-based effect processing to offer the best possible experience. Apple told employees in Santa Clara County, near the California headquarters, to return to work at the office 3 times per week beginning in September. The company culture emphasizes in-person meeting and hardware development. Apple initially planned for the 3-day-a-week hybrid work to take place earlier this year in May, but delayed it citing rising COVID case concerns. A Spotify user in Vietnam reported the service is asking users to record audio reactions to playlists. Spotify confirmed the test in a statement to TechCrunch saying, "We are currently running a limited test of in-app audio creation, but have no further details to share at this time." This follows a month after Spotify experimented with a small number of users in the US and New Zealand, allowing the recording and posting of podcasts directly from the app. Meta launched Horizon Worlds in the US and Canada last year, the UK in June, and has now expanded to include France and Spain. Mark Zuckerberg announced the launch in a Facebook post with a photo of his avatar in Horizon Worlds in front of the Eiffel Tower. The post also included Meta's plans to expand the platform to more countries in the future. Previously, in April, Meta said it's also working on a web version to let people experience Horizon Worlds without a VR headset. Android 13, currently rolling out to Pixel phones, includes a new privacy feature which clears the clipboard after an hour in order to protect any sensitive data like emails, phone numbers, and passwords. Gboard previously included clipboard wiping after a period of time, but the new Android feature will work regardless of which keyboard is in use. In an interview with Nikkei Asia, Nintendo president Shuntaro Furukawa said the Nintendo Switch would not see an increase in price despite the increase in costs and components to avoid pricing people out. The president also noted the OLED Switch is their least profitable model. The semiconductor shortage contributed to a 23% sales slump last quarter, but the company still expects to sell 21 million Switch units this fiscal year with the help of new Splatoon and Pokemon titles coming later this year. And Nintendo also announced yesterday that 1996's Wave Race 64 is coming to the Nintendo Switch Online Collection on August 19th. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.